I actually had a wild ass week. On Monday, I went to the Monday Night Football game.
Yeah.
Chris was with me. The Kiss Man joined me to watch the Birds.
Crazy, yeah.
Watch the Birds suffer a terrible loss.
But they look good.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
The Falcons suck. Oh. That was bad. Well, they win that game 9 out of 10 times.
Yeah.
And A.J. Brown coming back would have helped there. Regardless, I thought, it's like we got the table read the next day. You got to take it easy. And then we're leaving, and they're like, do you want to meet Jason Kelce? I was like, yes. We're talking to him. I'm like, why don't you come down to the bar I always go to? He was like, yes. Now, he was pretty sober because he was working. Yeah. I was hammered. And then we get to the bar, and it's like, let's chug beers. Who can chug faster? And I lost. So then, obviously, I was like, rematch. I lost again. Worse. I got obliterated.
Wow.
It was a bad evening.
Dude, he throws him back.
He can throw him back.
Yeah, and you were
I was close.
Sheets.
I was right there. I'll get him next time.
How long did you guys hang out there?
I don't know. After the first chug, I was kaput.
Have you talked about the other Bard story or Bonner story?
Which one? Oh, no. We don't need to bring that one up. Definitely not bringing that up. That's not good. Yeah. So that was my Monday. Tuesday, we did the table read, and I wasn't that bad.
No.
Not at all. It was entirely... Yeah, I would never have known that you were hungover. And this is what I said to Chris. I was like, he was perfectly pleasant. And Chris was like, that's the problem. He's low battery.
Yeah. He's being not nice on to everyone. Your ass.
Yeah.
But then I was like, all right, we got to slow down this week. And then the kneecap boys came to Philly. I had to meet up with them. Have to go.
Yeah.
That became a night. I was like, free Palestine. That was a crazy night, dude. I had an Irish fucking balaclava on, like, free Palestine. Yeah. So it was good. And, things
What
are
those
well.
Guys like? Are they kind of three of the same guy? Or
They're awesome. They were exactly who you would hope they'd be. They're just fun.
What did they have to say about Philly?
I'm Mr. fucking out the IRA. Second somebody, any foreigner is like, fucking America, you guys fucking out of your minds, fat, the food's terrible. You guys, why don't you shoot up a fucking school?
Yeah.
I was like, why don't you guys do anything ever? Your country's a dump. Shut the fuck up. I'm Mr. fucking Ireland. You realize you're an American the second.
Yeah, Ireland is an American colony.
Fucking right, dude. That's right. Don't tell me, Cap. Don't tell them. Don't bring that shit up.
They're our colony.
No.
We send them goods and travel.
Don't bring that up.
What?
They've already got one oppressor. We got to get England out.
No, we don't oppress. We support.
We need England out of there.
Yeah. Out of the North?
Yeah.
Did they get into that? You'd probably support them.
I don't. Honestly, I'm going to show my ass here. I don't. Really know what's going on.
None of us do.
Okay. Yeah.
You just gotta pick a side.
Yeah.
Be obnoxious.
But you saw, we benched like 5 years ago and that shit's gone too.
What was the thing you were best at doing?
Today?
Or like, let's just say, historically, were you better at benching?
Bench.
So you could, how many times could you put up 225 pounds right now?
Right now, zero.
Reps. You don't think you could do it one time?
I bet I could not.
I think you probably could.
Bro, double 45. I could not. Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet you I could not.
That's the combine weight.
Now, after a couple sessions of stepping up and down on boxes,
true.
I might be back.
A couple stretches.
I could be back. Now, today was nice. Threw a medicine ball around. That was pretty tight. That made me feel like an athlete. Yeah.
Dude, my vote's to become an absolute unit. It's over time, slowly but surely.
I'll see what I can do. It's this is day one.
True.
It's such a, what a change of tone.
What do you mean?
Because I was saying I want to get jacked and you were like, you fucking incel. Well,
first off, if I got jacked, it'd be funny. I'm funny. You're not funny. The reason you're funny is because of how not funny you are.
Yeah. That's fine with me. I don't care.
Shut up, dude.
I don't care how it comes out. This is all you got to do is just agree with him, and then he reneges on his point.
He feels bad now.
Yeah, then he feels bad. Oh. There's a soul in there somewhere. You just have to. It's under all that cholesterol, so you have to.
See, that's
dig
funny.
Deep. Yeah.
So you're on creatine right now.
I just started. I'm one week in.
How do you feel about that?
Well, I'm a little nervous. You know, I'm a little nervous for like what it's going to do to my kidneys. That's the thing. Yeah, they all tell you to do this super loading phase in the first week.
Ah.
But I'm not doing that because that scared the shit out of me.
Dude.
So I'm just doing five grams
creatine,
a day.
Dude. Yeah, you're creatine.
I've never done it. I'm curious. It's not like I'm fine with how I look. I'm not worried about that. I'm having fun. It's something new.
True. Something new.
You know?
Something different every morning to wake up and just be like, a little bigger.
Also, when you take it, it forces you to lift weights more because you're like,
really?
Yeah, I'm worried if I don't lift weights, I'm just going to look like, you know, a water balloon boy.
That'd be nice, though.
That's a good look.
See, I'd like
you
that.
You were to bloat yourself as much as humanly possible. Figure out like the maximum water content your body can handle and hit that. If you were fully bloated.
I can help you with the bloat.
Full bloat.
Get you some Bud Lights.
Full bloat.
Get you some Bud Lights. Tonight, we'll get you about 15 Bud Lights.
Someone pokes me in the stomach and my ankle just falls out.
That's the look. A hard bloat. Get your face as red as possible.
Yes. Yes.
You start tying yourself off at pressure points. Just get like all your circulation.
Yeah, get like a purple hand.
Take my shoes off. My toes are black.
Just wear long.
Tie those sneakers a little too tight.
On stage, wear sleeves and have like 15 rubber bands right here. And just throughout your set, just be like, oh my God. Take it out.
You should get a hermit crab claw. Just make it purple.
Keep it hum to it. Let it.
Dude, keep it in here. And then towards the end of the set, just be like, well, thank you guys. Have a black, just a purple hand, dude. I'd be like, oh my God, I need to consult the doctor.
Just have a rotting hand.
Yo, speaking of consulting, on my flight on the way to LA this weekend, they hit the fucking, is anybody here a doctor? Over
Come
the loudspeaker. Wow. And a lady had to rush back and help a woman who had a seizure.
Whoa.
Pretty rowdy stuff.
Wow.
It'd be cool if Joe Rogan was like, yeah.
I've talked to several.
Yeah.
What is the thing that they will land the plane for one person versus not?
They didn't land this one, but we were like an hour and a half out. So it was probably the closest anyway.
Is a heart attack they land it no matter what?
You would think.
Yeah, probably.
I saw a dead guy, though, would be tough. If a guy died like early, do you think they'd be like, you know what, let's just ride this thing out?
Yeah, if they're already dead.
He's not going to smell for a while.
Yeah. Ride it out.
Put him on ice.
Yeah. Throw him in the drink cart.
Yeah, put him on ice, dude. I saw an old lady had a panic attack on a flight, and like they did a similar thing.
It could have been that. I don't even know.
Yeah.
I assumed a seizure or something, stroke, something wild. Because there was a loud commotion.
Really?
Yeah, when whatever it was happened. I didn't see it. It was behind me. And I was in my bed laying there just like, what are these peasants up
to? You should have gotten up and be like, can you at least just keep your mask on this entire time? Like, ma'am, I know you're going through it, but we need to be reasonable. And it's about the collective right now. If you could stay masked during this, I'd really appreciate it.
You know what I realized?
I'm going back to sleep.
They don't. If you're an elite, they don't make you wear a mask. Yeah. I was up in my bed up front on the plane.
Yeah.
Mask off, dude.
Was this JetBlue?
This was Delta.
Oh, okay.
I was flying Delta One.
Wow.
Must now, a lot of guys don't fly Delta One. I fly Delta One.
Delta Force One.
Yes.
Some people question if it's even a real thing.
Yeah, but it is.
So secret.
With the masking?
No, Delta Force One.
The mask.
Oh, yeah.
Guys.
What are your takes on COVID?
Yeah, Frank.
You know, God almighty.
It was racist as fuck. Then got blacked out and went home. Not much has changed other than the blazer.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
It's kind of still my night.
When did you guys first meet? 2012 or 13?
Was it just at Helium?
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, it would have been Helium and Medusa.
It was at Helium. You came up to me and you said, that was good.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm just a nice guy.
Yeah. Yeah,
you
smashed.
I had heard
that you like won the Baltimore thing.
Yeah, the Magoobs.
Yeah, and you smashed, and I was like, "Holy shit!" And I was too nervous to say anything. I assumed you'd be like, "Fuck you, fucking bitch."
You
knew the real me. You knew deep down.
But instead, you came up and you were like, "That was really good."
Yeah, I knew you were a good guy. You were wearing like a North Face. I was like, that guy knows business. He's just got it together. I'm not hanging out with the rest. I mean, you were the best option. Everyone else there was visibly retarded. The open mic scene was insane.
Yeah, it was crazy.
You guys had a nice, you guys were before us.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was like, you guys had some good guys.
Yeah, for sure. That was McKeever and Pope.
Yeah.
And Doogie. Yeah, that's right, yeah. And I remember seeing Pat House,
Kevin Ryan Foley.
Sure.
All those guys.
All those guys.
And then there were some crazy boys on the, who's that one dude? Kind of looked like Dave Chappelle. He went nuts later. He came back and like threatened to shoot up.
Oh, nice. I don't remember that
Raven
guy.
Or something. Yeah.
Even if I know the name, I'm not saying it.
Not saying it. Yeah. Well, other than that, we're just all working on tires. Well, you guys are. I stop in. I say, how's it going?
You are.
And
has Steve tried to get you into golf yet?
No, I've been in Philly. When I'm out here, I'll give it a shot.
Okay.
I don't think I'll be available. I don't think there's going to be a day off.
I know. Yeah. It's crazy. It's going to suck. Busy.